hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I got Bill the producer in here with me, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Casey from back in the day when I actually started my diving career. We're sharing a few fun stories from the past, looking ahead as making New Year's resolutions for 2013. But before we get back into that, I'm going to be spending New Year's Eve in Bimini with Neil Watson, the Dive God, at the Bimini Sands. It's going to be quite an event. We will have the full broadcast for you next week on the big show. Taking Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, over there with me to pose for some pictures, memory shots for scubaradio.com. and the resort and that kind of thing. It'll show up soon enough. But she is a professional model. I'm going to be the photographer. I'm not exactly a professional photographer. I fake it as well as I can. But, you can fake it till you make it only so much. But luckily I have a lot of great friends in the dive industry that know how to maximize the best shots or pull the best stuff out of what you have to work with. I get some pretty nice gear to work with, but it's still... There's an artistry to taking a good underwater, photo, let alone on the surface. And Barry from Dive Training Magazine, he is one of those folks that I lean on every now and then, especially when it comes to models. And he is on Scuba Radio right now. Barry, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg. How are you doing? I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas. All kinds of good stuff there. I know. Thanks for taking the time
and your
busy holiday schedule to... help me out, because first of all, Barry, I got to tell you, you haven't met Kelly, but Kelly is one of the more difficult, mermaid talents that we've had to use in the past, because she's a pro. She does this stuff full time, and she doesn't have much patience for inexperienced photographers like myself. You hear what I'm saying, Barry? So I'm looking for tips from you. To help me deal with her on, from a talent standpoint, and also maybe some tips that, we can share with her to say, hey, try this, or if I give her the right instruction, that maybe I can get a great underwater shot. And obviously anyone listening today can maybe pick up a few shots for the people that they take out on their next dive shot or dive trip and want to do a similar type of photo session. What do you think there, Barry?
I think we can help you out.
Yeah, and you've worked with the talent we've had in the past. And, Barry, he shows up, he'll take like three shots, and bam, he's got it. I've taken, like 50 of them, and maybe one of them have come out okay. But Barry knows what he's doing. What's the trick, Barry? Is it years of experience or having a special eye or what? First of all, let's go there.
Well, having a special line and paying your models lots of money.
Oh, yeah, there's my first mistake.
It'll get you anywhere.
Okay, so it's all about the money.
No, that's, seriously.
Yeah.
Right. On a serious note, the first thing you need to have are your dive skills in order. Of course, you would imagine that coming from someone from Dive Training Magazine, but it really is important that your buoyancy be good and your diving techniques be good, as well as your model's diving techniques. Also, I would like to say that utmost importance, especially if you're doing a mermaid shot like what we did with Terry,
Lizzie? Lizzie or Tony
yes.
or Lacey
yes.
or
and Dominica.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Take your pick. A bunch of them.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, your the diver's safety, the model's safety is your utmost importance, because when they're, if they are wearing a tail, they're in a compromised situation where they're not able to possibly save themselves as much.
Right.
And so both of you having good dive skills and then doing anything that you can to make sure that your model safety and, of course, your own safety, too.
Yeah, well, I put my safety way ahead of theirs. But that could be me being a little backwards.
You maybe know? That's your problem. I'm not making
the models comfortable enough.
Hard to get along with.
That could be. I got to change my mindset, put myself in their tail maybe more, and be able to, relate to their issues and understand why they may not be smiling how they should for each photo. I hear what you're saying. Okay, so I gotta be more sympathetic to the models as opposed to, look, smile. I don't care if it hurts. Hey, we're taking a picture here. Yeah. All right, so put them at ease. Make them feel safe.
You're not going to make us look at the pictures of you and their model and their mermaid tails.
Yeah,
right?
And I don't know. I could be bribed. If you give me enough money, I won't send them to you. Otherwise, you know.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
But, all right.
On a serious note.
Yeah. I know it's tough on this
once
show.
Once you have your... I'm sorry?
I said it's tough on this show to be serious, but we'll try. Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But
well,
once, yeah, go ahead.
As serious as we can be,
right.
Then,
yeah.
Once your dive skills are there and your model safety is utmost concern, and then, of course, your own safety is utmost concern, and then if you have any support divers that are helping your models, that's important as well, of course. But the next thing would be to know your camera and know what your camera can do before you ever get into the water. And it's just like any good diver, plan your dive and dive your plan. Same thing with an underwater photo shoot. You know, you mentioned that I can do it in one shot. That's wee bit of a stretch, but I do have a good success rate, I feel.
Yeah.
And part of that is knowing what the camera can do and my limitations and my strengths of my camera system before I ever get into the water.
Got it.
So, and as well as the pre-planning, with the model. Okay, you're going to swim from point A to point B. You're going to look at me. You're going to have your arms in this position. That gets rid of a lot of frustrations. And I see people trying to shoot with models above water or underwater, and they don't give the model enough instruction ahead of time, so the model doesn't know what they want them to do. And of course, with your poor communication that we have underwater, just trying to use hand signals and gestures, it makes it even more difficult.
And that's where the planning comes in, right? Because if you know what kind of a shot you're going to want before you go underwater, you can communicate that better than you can if you're trying it on the fly underwater.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
In the case of Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, now we don't have to go underwater to have a problem with communication because she speaks very broken English. So this is going to be like an underwater photo shoot with Kelly above water as well. So I just have to maybe do what's that game where you have to... Charades. Yeah, to act it out, charade type thing.
Strip
maybe.
Poker.
Oh, yes, charade.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what you need to do is you need to have one of us come along and help you out.
Okay, there you go. Just hire a pro to deal with this. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
But no. Set up a plan. Here's what we need to do is make sure everybody, including the talent and the photographer, know the plan of what you're planning to do underwater, so you limit it. You know, you limit the confusion factor. Which, yeah, I've been there, done that.
Exactly.
You can't go down there and wing it, which is how I tend to have a tendency to go. But you got to have an idea.
Oh yes, and all that does is produce frustrations. And once your talent is frustrated, you're not going to get a good picture.
Yes, they have a tendency not to smile.
They're going to try to, you know, make it a bad picture. It's just their facial expression is not going to be correct. They're going to be tensed up. They're not going to be breathing correctly. They're not going to be thinking of all the things that they need to be doing to make a good pose for your shot.
Got it. What about air bubbles and things like that? What kind of tips can I give the models to avoid that? Do you have any insight on that as far as interfering with the shot?
Yes, and you know, the problem there is we're always supposed to be breathing underwater. My wife models for me quite a bit, and we try to get pictures where there are not bubbles in her face.
Right.
And that's more of a timing thing because we've worked together so much that I know she has to breathe, and I've got plenty of shots with bubbles in her face.
Yeah, well, and she has to breathe. How she treated you the night before depends on whether or not you let her breathe. Is that it? No, I don't think that's right. We'll find out after the break. Thank you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. Remember, next week, live from Bimini, actually recorded, but we're going to record it over in the New Year's Eve evening and into the next day, so you'll hear kind of a before and after adventure. It ought to be quite fun, and you'll hear all about the new Neil Watson Diving Resort there at the Bimini Sands in Bimini. Barry from Dive Training Magazine is our guest. Barry, let's get this out here and make sure I get this right. You and Ruth have shot more covers for Dive Training Magazine than any other photographer out there, right? And they're like 50 or so?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go with that.
We have about, this month is our 64th cover, I believe.
Oh, there you go, 64th. So, actually, one of my New Year's resolutions, Barry, you don't even know this, but I hope to set up a plan where we can sync up in 2013 and be there when you guys shoot a cover for Dive Training. You think we can make that happen? And we can, like, cover the behind the scenes?
Oh, wow. It would be fun. I mean, I have no control over whether we could or not, but that sounds like fun to me.
I think we throw it up to the powers that be and pitch them the ideas. Like, hey, Greg wants to come along and cover this for the radio show and give people a little behind-the-scenes look on what goes into shooting one of these cool covers, the front and the back side of the cover. I think that'd be fun. It'd be an excuse for us to get together and have some fun, too.
Maybe you could shoot a radio host.
Well, nah. I figure it'll probably have to be a mermaid because I know they won't go for me.
No. I don't mean take a picture of a radio host.
Oh,
shoot.
shoot a radio host.
Oh, there you go. Of course.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
feel the love, Barry. Feel the love. Don't we all?
I don't mean kill him.
I'm trying.
Just like a maiming.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't kill him. Just like a warning shot. A spear fishing accident where he's stuck in his leg and there's blood trailing out and it's cool and you can see the sharks coming in behind him. That'd be neat.
Okay.
Well, that would be a way to get the sharks in, I guess.
Yeah, it would be. Well, thanks. I really was going with the whole mermaid thing. I was thinking we ought to do a mermaid cover. Have they ever done a mermaid cover for Dive Training, Barry? They probably have.
They never have.
That would be fun. Well, there's our pitch.
There
we'll pitch it to the editors there at Dive Training. See if we can, you know, do that. Slip them a $20 bill. See if that'll let them make it happen. Who knows?
All right.
But when you're working with these models underwater, like I said, you shoot your wife a lot of times. Pictures, by the way, just to the bill just popped up.
Right.
Like, hey, wait a minute. But that would be the thing. It would be like if you have that connection with the talent. You know when they're breathing. You get the timing right, so you know to take the shot when they're not exhaling bubbles, and that just takes practice and working with the talent, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to follow up on the bubbles, I will wait until my talent breathes out, and then as they breathe or as they are breathing in slowly, that's when I'll take my picture. So if there is a pause, I want them to pause their breathing with empty lungs, not full lungs. For one thing, they'd have big chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah.
But also, in case there was any rise in depth, that they would not be going up with a full lung full of air.
Right.
But that pause only needs to be 1/200th of a second, as I'm shooting the picture. So
we're
not talking a great long time.
I have so many pictures of the mermaids and that bubbles are such a problem. Now, thank God for Photoshop, because you can take bubbles out of a picture pretty well if they're small and not in a real obvious place. So, and we're not doing as detailed work as what Barry does.
I'll bet you don't have a single picture of Tony the Mermaid with a bubble within 100 yards of her.
No, I do, actually. I do. You know what happens is, like, little tiny bubbles get caught in the girl's nostrils or in their eyelids and just weird places, right, Barry? You've had this happen, right?
Well, yeah, that surely can happen. And just a quick run across their face. And Tony is a prime example of an instructor that knows how to free dive and can open her eyes and just make any picture look great. So it's hard to take a bad picture of Tony, for sure.
Well, that's true. But even her, I mean, they kind of have to rub their hand over their face just to get rid of those little bubbles.
I throw that picture away. It's not worth the hassle. I mean, if it's a very, very small pinhead size bubble, but then that's not going to show up in print.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I say.
If you have a big bubble in front of the face, it's too much hassle to try to clean it up.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, for me, he's a purist. We just put these things up on the website, and I've had to go out there and take bubbles out and stuff. But it is, that is something that would surprise you, that and the fact that when you're underwater, their hair might be flowing in a weird way. So you've got to kind of instruct them, if they're not used to doing this, to wave their hair back so it doesn't cover up their face. All these weird details that you learn by just really trial and error is what I've learned. But
cleavage bubbles?
No. Yeah, actually, you're right.
Gentlemen, I find if you take a turkey baster, take a turkey baster underwater with you, you just use it as a jet, you jet the water into their face to get the bubbles to go away.
Well, that could be one technique.
Oh, there you go.
Or a squeegee.
A squeegee.
Could use a squeegee.
They might misunderstand if you turkey bastered their...
Yeah, okay, let's just leave that alone.
Yeah.
So those are some good tips. What about lighting?
Yeah, so the next thing that I would say, Greg, would be to get as close to your model as possible.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And to fill the frame as much as possible by being close, not by zooming in with a lens. Our marine life editor, Marty Snyderman, has coined a phrase that I use all the time, and that is zoom with your fins and not your lens. And the reason is to get as little water between you and your subject as possible so that you have the least amount of diffraction. You have more color saturation because your light comes from your strobe, hits your subject, and then has to bounce back into the camera. And for underwater, that's really a long way. So if you're 6 feet away from your subject, the light has to travel 12 feet. And then it's, of course, partly absorbed by your subject. So you get close and you turn your strobe slightly outwards so that you minimize backscatter and look for that perfect pose.
Look for that perfect pose. Exactly. Well, I love these are great tips that I'm going to try to put into effect. Getting closer to Kelly might be a challenge. She has that like buffers like, Greg, you're too close. Back off.
You're in my personal space, Greg.
Exactly. Yeah, so she's going to be a challenge. But Barry, thank you for that info. DiveTrainingMag.com is a website or Dive Training Magazine. Just go pick it up.
Get away from me with the baster.
Some of the best photography you'll ever see for divers anywhere on the planet is in that magazine. A lot of the shots are from Barry and Ruth. A lot of the covers, 64, 65 covers now. They are pros. We're going to make that happen for 2013. I got a 20 with their editor's name on. I'll bribe them into it. You think? That should work, right?
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer. Jimmy, the bubble boy. Casey is with me as well. He's the guy who actually kind of got me into diving, or one of the first people I interfaced with that was in the diving industry when I actually got certified to scuba.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Some of those tips, those underwater photography tips, did that jive with you as well, Casey? Because you've taken photos underwater.
Yeah, the biggest one I can say is I have to agree with him. Get as close to your model as possible.
Right.
And it's almost like marine snipers. You have to shoot between breaths.
Exactly. Okay. I've never looked at it that way, but I will put that little nugget to...
Just practice your gaming skills.
To work there, yeah. in Bimini. Kelly, she's a professional, though. And she doesn't have patience for... unexperienced photographers. I'm telling you that right now. I know this. So that's why I was hoping Barry would give me some insight. And I think he did.
Well, then my best advice to you would be shoot twice as many pictures as you usually would.
Yeah, well, maybe or just shoot video and just pick a frame.
Or that.
That's a cheater's way.
Or that. If you shoot twice as many pictures, you have better odds you'll get that one good one.
Right. Yeah, I got my eye on this new GoPro Black Edition. Have you seen this?
Yeah, and GoPros 12, are really nice. They're getting out some really nice stuff.
Well, they shoot 12 megapixel stills, this new version does, and 30 frame bursts per second.
There you go.
Which I guess that means that if you hit the button, it'll take 30 frames per second on the video, and then you can just pull a frame. I don't know what it means exactly, but it sounds impressive, and it's more expensive. It's the most expensive GoPro.
If it's more expensive, it's for
it
you,
it must
Greg.
Be better,
It
right?
must be better, yeah. And it must be for you.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Maybe I won't have one of those for Bimini, but I'm going to work it. We'll see what we can get. We'll get something,
yeah,
I'm sure.
You need to work some sort of barter system here on Scuba Radio.
Barter for?
Scuba T-shirt for a new GoPro.
Okay.
Could
that's
work.
Out there. Where, GoPro people, where are you?
Yeah,
you heard the offer.
You go.
Scuba Radio T for
two
GoPro video cameras for one Scuba Radio T-shirt.
There you
I like
go.
It. All right, we'll talk about that and going to Bimini for New Year's next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Next week, you will hear the show we record in Bimini with the dive god, Neil Watson. He is on the line with us right now as we prepare to fly out to Bimini and hang at the Bimini Sands. Hey, Neil, how are you, my friend? Are you ready?
Man, I am doing great. I am packing my Speedo tank top and flip-flops as we speak.
That's right. That's all you need in Bimini. It's, you know, all the bars are sand floor bars. You just need, you don't even need flip-flops, actually. But I don't know. The Bimini Sands is a little nicer than some of the other places. There may be some more swanky places on that property. I don't know. Is it or is it? You tell me, Neil. What is it? What do they got, a karaoke bar, sushi bar?
And, you know, Mackey's bar has a sand floor, but right next to it is an upscale restaurant with a full sushi bar very, very classy.
Right. So you can mix it up.
You go from barefoot sand floor to class.
Yeah, or vice versa. You probably want to go class, then go to the sand floor. You know, go into the classy place, have a couple rum and cokes, and then, you know, the shoes come off, and God knows what else, and then you end up hanging out singing karaoke or something for the rest of the night. Something like that. And no telling. I don't know what to expect, but I know it's going to be a great time, as it has been the last 2 years we've been on Bimini celebrating New Year's Eve. Big fireworks
That's
display.
Amazing.
I saw that press release about the fireworks company that puts this fireworks on for the Bimini Sands. Actually, they're bringing in some special fireworks just for this occasion. Is that right, Neil? Did I read this correctly?
Absolutely. This has become a tradition. I'm telling you, it'll rival any fireworks display you'll see off South Florida, you know, on New Year's Eve or the 4th of July. It is first class and kind of different than the fireworks display you'll see off the Florida shoreline. Is they don't quite have the same regulations, and you're right up ground zero to these fireworks displays. It's right off of the restaurant and the bar. They got a junkanoo regular band. They got a DJ inside. They got this giant buffet of food. It's gonna rock, man. And they'll have Scuba Radio, the dive god, and a Brazilian swimsuit model. What more could you have?
Yeah, I don't think you could ask for much more. It's gonna be a ball. And yeah, the fireworks, I can't rave about these things enough. The last 2 years we've seen this fireworks display, it just blew me away. And last year I even thought, I like, are they shooting at us? I mean, it was that close. We were right there, but it was impressive. I mean, the fireworks are mind-boggling. And this press release that was put out today, actually, the fireworks maker, she said that they actually went to China to, you know, where all these fireworks are made, and they picked the best of the best and latest technology of fireworks that are out there and bring them over for this display. So this is really cutting-edge fireworks display work that we're going to see in New Year's Eve in Bimini. It's true, Bill. Well, Bill's looking at me like, yeah, right, whatever, Greg. It's true. I mean, what do you mean?
You know, I've got a brilliant idea other than the fact that fireworks display starts at 11:30, and I'm sure the cocktails will have been flowing. But what would be cool, Greg, and it would be a first because it's right offshore, and that is to do a night dive right over the fireworks display, see what it looks like.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. But what are the chances that Greg will not be drinking leading up to 11:30 p.m.
on New Year's Eve? I'm going to be hanging with Neil Watson, the dive guy. Oh, wait.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which side of this argument are you on?
this is a scuba diving radio show, so I won't go into what who cares. about drinking and diving, but
well, we care.
I mean, it's shallow. It's New Year's Eve.
Well, that
would be tethered to shore. They can pull us in if there's a problem.
And plus, you know, everything resets at 12 o'clock. So if you do it before and you're out of the water, doesn't it?
No,
no. Okay.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, well, I don't know. We might have just as much fun on the surface of the water. This isn't going to be a real dive adventure. We're going to go over there and see. You know, the new operation that Neil's putting together, and you're going to give us a little 2-cent tour of what's going to be put in place and opened up officially in January at the Bimini Sand. So it's going to be fun, and we'll be able to tell everybody about the new accommodations they have there and just the lay of the land on this south side of Bimini. I can't wait. I know it's going to be a blast. BiminiSands.com is a website to go to. And, Neil, I'm looking forward to it. I know Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, she's looking forward to it. She'll have a fellow Brazilian to hold her hand, I hear. So we'll have her and Hilza as a buddy team. So when they get mad at me and start, you know, cursing in Portuguese, they can just go off to the side and understand each other. She'll have someone to talk to. I love it.
That's correct.
Yeah. So it'll be a good time for sure. So look forward to that, and we'll fly down and pick you up tomorrow, my friend.
I'll see you in the morning, Gregory. I can't wait.
All right, there you go. Neil Watson, the dive god, neilwatson.com.
Nice.
Go there online. I think they got some info on the Bimini Sands up there already. If not, it's up there at BiminiSands.com. Real nice resort, by the way. And once again, you'll hear all about it next week on the big show as we record over New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, a before and after type of adventure. So if you want to hear us really excited and crazy, listen to the first half of the show. If you want to hear us a little hungover and like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that type of attitude, then listen to the second half of the show. That's what we're going to try to capture, before and after. And it ought to be fun. If it's like the last 2 years, it's definitely going to be a good time, no doubt. I know it'll be a great time. And if everything works out, we're going to be going over there more in 2013. That's another one of my New Year's
resolutions. Is there a chance that you and Kelly could screw this up for the rest of us in this one trip?
It's happened before. yeah, that is possible. I mean, Kelly is the one who I took to Dominica, and we met the prime minister from the island of Dominica. And he came up to us and said, hey, welcome to Dominica, this beautiful island. We're very honored to have you here as special guests. Thank you for coming. If there's anything we can do to help you guys have a better time here on the island while you're here, please let us know. And Kelly goes, actually, my hair dryer broke. I really need a hair dryer. And I'm looking at my friend Simon, and I'm like, oh, my God, did you just ask the prime minister of a country for a hair dryer? And she did. And thank God he started laughing, because I thought for sure, you know, we're in Dominica. When things go wrong, they just cut your head off or something like that.
In Dominica.
Yes, we have hair dryers in the jail.
Yes, exactly.
In Dominica, this is probably not their first Brazilian.
Well, it could be. And he laughed, and lo and behold, an hour later, the sister of the prime minister brought Kelly a hair dryer.
Wow.
So... And amazingly, they have had us back to the island since that little episode. So, you know, I don't know. We've come close to ruining it, but, you know, before.
It but, might be that she's a swimsuit model. She can get away with this.
Well, this is true. She may have a little bit more leeway than the average Joe. You know, they can do stuff like that.
Was she smiling at him nicely when she asked for the
haircut? Oh, yeah, who knows?
Well, there you go.
Maybe. She, you know, I was just so much in shock at that point.
Most people are 50-50 on whether or not she has teeth.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
They just don't notice.
Ah, yeah. Bill, you're wrong. That's
I got it.
That's very sexist. I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's sexy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but Kelly's a good girl. She means well, but sometimes there's things that, you know, I don't know that she's unfiltered. It's just that she doesn't, you know, there's certain things she doesn't understand or doesn't translate.
I think she's used to getting her way.
Well, this is true, too. She's a model.
There's something about being a Brazilian swimsuit model.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a thing about being a model which qualifies her as not being a brain surgeon.
She's very smart, and I'm saying that because I got to spend the next 3 days with her. And she might listen to this show. No,
no
she
chance.
Is.
Nah.
She, true, that's true. She'll know. Now, she actually, she's a smart girl.
Yeah.
She is, but there is a translation issue with Kelly. You know, the thing is, she understands what you say, but sarcasm doesn't translate. So if you, you know, I have a tendency.
She thinks I'm nice. To show you how little it translates.
Right. And I have a tendency to be a little sarcastic now and then. And I'll say stuff that I don't really mean literally that we get and hopefully you get listening. If you don't get it, then I'll say what I say to everyone. I'm sorry. And but she doesn't get that sometimes, so I got to be careful what I say to her. You know?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
We are getting down here on the world's first radio show to diving one last time for 2012. All right, looking forward to the new year, diving New Year's resolutions. I've shared what I'm going to do. Hopefully go to a photo shoot to shoot the cover Dive Training Magazine. That's on my list. That's what I hope to accomplish. That is something that I hope to shed some light and give you an idea what goes into a production like that, which is pretty intense, believe it or not. Takes a lot of work for Barry and Ruth and the folks from Dive Training to pull those off. And I've had a glimpse into it a little bit before, but I thought, ooh, this would make a good show. Maybe we could go and cover one of those type of events. Maybe have them shoot a mermaid or two. No telling.
Is that really how it works?
What do you mean?
Do they get commissioned by Dive Training to go out and shoot a cover, or do they submit pictures which might be used for the cover?
No, they go out and plan it. They plan that shoot, and then they execute that plan, just like Barry said.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of work. It's not like a pretty picture, because they have to shoot the front and the back. So they have to plan it out, like, hey, we're going to shoot this for the cover, and then we got to figure out how we're going to get the reverse shot of that as well. And that's where the trick of it comes into play, because it's not that easy sometimes, depending on where you're at. You can't take a picture of a grouper on a reef and then he's backed up against the reef, you can't get that shot. So you got to figure out what kind of picture you're going to take where you can get the backside of the shot, too. The fish wouldn't be there in the same place anyway. See what I'm saying? So they really have to think through all these elements. There's a lot to it. That's what would be fun. It'd be interesting to kind of see what go into such a production. And then they got lighting and all kinds of crazy stuff they do. So we'll look into that. Now, diving-wise for me, as earlier, like I said, I hope to do some things down in the Keys in the Bahamas. Maybe go down there to Captain Slate's place again and do some diving down there. I'm working on some rebreather adventures to get back over to Grenada and maybe do a refresher on my rebreather training. Legs may go down and do some training with us on that. She wants to do the rebreather thing as well. So we'll see. What about you, Bill? New Year's resolution for divers. What is yours?
I didn't know exactly what to think, so I actually contacted someone to try and get some ideas.
Yeah.
And there are some really good ideas on a post on a Scuba Board.
Okay.
I spoke with NetDoc there at Scuba Board. If you go to scubaboard.com and just look up, there's a couple of some good threads with some good ideas. But there are a couple of things I'd like to do. I'd like to do a little bit more certification diving.
You mean training?
Training. I'd like to do some more, training. Yep.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get my wife back in the water again because it's been a while since she's been diving.
Okay.
She's got better gear than I do, but she doesn't ever dive.
All right, so we're getting Patrick from the World of Boating radio show certified to dive this year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to bring him up to speed, and then we'll bring maybe you and the better half.
Yes.
Actually, let me make a suggestion. He's
Casey?
Getting certified.
Yeah.
He needs a buddy.
Right.
If he could buddy up with her, they could practice the skills, both of them. She could get refresher. And he could pass his certification with that. So he could her in as a buddy with him when he's finishing the course.
Yeah, and then she could dump Bill,
exactly.
Patrick, and
she wouldn't even
Sean
need Bill
live
for that.
Happily ever
there.
After.
I don't know
that I would punish either one of them that way.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not that mad at either one of them to put the two of them together.
Okay. Well, it could happen. But, I mean, Bill could use a refresher, too. Though.
Well, and then you could tag along for the open water dives and have a good time.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right. Well, we'll work on making that happen. So, Con Ed for Bill.
Yes.
And friends.
Yes.
And what about you, Jimmy the Bubble Boy?
I'm looking to get recertified as a mermaid wrangler. I'm going to need Greg's help. I probably wouldn't mind going on one of the trips where Mermaid Legs is going to be there.
Mermaid Wrangler Refresher Course is
exactly.
What you would like to do as far as your Con Ed is what you're saying?
Yep.
And that includes, entails, literally, lifting girls in mermaid tails from point A to point B.
I would prefer to carry, if I can get to, like, carry two at a time, that would be my goal.
Or just brushing up on your own personal underwater skills so you can act as an underwater wrangler. And
that
would be good.
At break, you said something about wanting to use cattle prods to make them move quicker.
No, that was turkey basters.
That was a turkey baster.
Oh, yeah, that's turkey right. Turkey basters.
A totally different type of wrangling, I think, is what we're talking. Okay, well, fair enough. So he needs to brush up on his skills as a diver so he can be a better mermaid wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to get closer to the mermaids. Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Not all of
that's
them.
On it. Not all of them.
No,
he doesn't need to be closer to the ones that bite.
That's true.
Really? You don't want...
I don't like biters, Greg. I don't like biters.
Okay. I don't know...
We've had this conversation 1,000 times. I know we like screamers, not biters.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's just leave that alone. Casey, a guy who got me into diving or helped me in when I was just an infant, a little baby diver.
A baby diver who has done quite well. But I would say my New Year's resolution, I want to get back to the Keys. I've neglected the Keys for about 4 or 5 years.
I've
always had fun diving
you.
Down there, and I want to plan a good trip down to the Keys, find some little bungalow somewhere. And
yeah. Now, have you neglected the Keys, or were you kind of like banned from them for a while?
No, I wasn't banned. We kind of rented a trimaran down in St. Thomas 1 year. We've been doing some other things, but this year I want to focus on staying closer to home, get down to the Keys.
Chill.
Get down to Slates. Get down to Key West.
Well, kind of come back full circle.
Yeah.
Like what I was saying.
Yeah, get back to the old stomping ground where the diving was always fun and the bars were close.
Yeah. I mean, when I first got certified to dive, that's all. We went down to Slates all the time, did the creature feature. We dove into Key Largo and various dive operators.
I know you talk to these guys all the time about Slates, but if you have not seen somebody hold a ballyhoo in their mouth when a barracuda comes to get it, you will be amazed.
Yeah, it never gets old.
That was cool.
You know, you could go back years later. You know, I went back once this past year, and I was just shocked how much fun it is to participate in that little adventure with Captain Slate. CaptainSlate.com. All right, there you go. That'll do it for 2012. That's a wrap. Till next week. Till next year. Remember, it's always better.
Downward, it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot. You watch out, yeah, we love you. Now we get fun here on the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.